In this bulletin, a two-day lockdown in Darwin after the detection of four local cases of COVID-19. Restrictions introduced in Perth after a woman who'd been in Sydney tests positive, and 30 new local cases in New South Wales. With the latest SBS News, I'm Greg Dyke. The Northern Territory's Chief Minister, Michael Gunner, has put the Greater Darwin region into a two-day lockdown after the detection of four new locally acquired cases linked to a Central Australian gold mine. Under the lockdown, people can only leave their homes for essential work, to buy food and other essentials, for an hour of exercise within a 5 kilometre radius, for caregiving or to receive medical treatment. Masks have to be worn outside the home, and Territorians can't travel, including interstate, except for those five reasons. The four cases are linked to a miner who tested positive on Friday night. Two of the cases are at the mine site, one travelled to New South Wales, and one flew from the mine to Darwin before travelling to their home in Palmerston on Friday. Chief Minister Michael Gunner says the Northern Territory is facing its biggest threat since the COVID crisis began.
We need to use the next few days to pause everything, to buy us more time while we continue to test, trace and trap this virus. Here in the Territory, we do not have the luxury of waiting and seeing. If we wait and it gets worse, it will be too hard to control. So we are taking extreme action right now to stop or slow any spread before the coronavirus is let loose in the Territory. And that means we need a lockdown.
COVID-19 restrictions have been introduced in Perth and the Peel regions of Western Australia for the next 3 days, after a woman returned from Sydney and tested positive for coronavirus. The restrictions include mandatory mask wearing indoors and on public transport. Public events are capped at 150 people, which means the AFL match between the West Coast Eagles and the Western Bulldogs is going ahead without spectators. Health Minister Roger Cook says the government is working on the assumption that the woman has the highly infectious Delta variant.
In this case, we are responding to an unknown threat until we can actually understand the actual nature of the threat in relation to this outbreak. These are very proactive, deliberate and aggressive response to a potential threat to the Western Australian community.
New South Wales Premier Gladys Berejiklian says she doesn't regret a single decision she's taken in relation to COVID-19 management, saying they've always been based on the health advice. She was responding to questions about whether she'd delayed calling a lockdown for political reasons because of her determination to keep the New South Wales economy open and not to burden people with restrictions. Gladys Berejiklian says when it became clear the health advice changed, the government responded.
When you're making a major decision to lock down millions of people, millions and millions of people, you have to make sure it's based on the health advice and not because you want to turn up with zero cases every day. We based all of our advice on balancing the health advice that we were given with making sure our citizens were given that information. And so these decisions are big decisions. It's not a decision you take lightly when you lock down literally millions and millions of people, but that's based on the health advice.
New South Wales recorded 30 new locally acquired cases that are all linked to the Bondi cluster, which now stands at 110. 11 of the new cases were already in isolation throughout their infectious period. All of Greater Sydney, the Blue Mountains, the Central Coast and Wollongong are under lockdown restrictions until midnight on Friday, the 9th of July. Queensland has reported two new cases of COVID-19 in the community and one in hotel quarantine. The local cases are a couple who've been active in the Brisbane community for several days and are believed to be part of the Brisbane cluster linked to a Portuguese restaurant and not the Sydney outbreak. The couple didn't attend the restaurant, but one is friends with people who did. Premier Anastasia Palaszczuk says the couple has the Alpha variant.
They were out and about in the community. So we're going to urge people, if you have any symptoms, to go and get tested. It is absolutely critical. If everyone looks very carefully at the venues that the media will put out, and if you're at any of those venues, you need to make sure that you take precautions.
And Victoria has recorded zero local cases of coronavirus. Three cases were recorded in hotel quarantine in the past 24 hours, and there were nearly 20,700 tests. And South Australia is closing its borders immediately to Queensland, WA, the Northern Territory, and the Australian Capital Territory. Federal Health Minister Greg Hunt has provided an update on Australia's vaccination rollout. Around 4% of Australians are fully vaccinated. Greg Hunt says more than 7 million doses have now been administered.
Today, I want to acknowledge that we've now passed 7,326,000 vaccinations. That includes 28.5% of eligible Australians who've had first doses, over 50.8% of over 50-year-olds, 59.5% of over 60-year-olds, and 68%, well over two-thirds, of 70 and above.
And now tomorrow's weather. Perth, showers easing, 19 degrees. Adelaide, partly cloudy, 17. Melbourne, similar conditions, 15. Hobart, partly cloudy, 13. Canberra, mostly sunny, 13 degrees. Wollongong, a possible shower, 18. Sydney, a shower or two, 18 degrees. Newcastle, showers, 19. Brisbane, mostly sunny, 21. Cairns, possible shower, 26. And Darwin, sunny and 31 degrees. I'm Greg Dyett, and this is SBS News.